Our reading is taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 1 through 8, and chapter 19, verse 30. I will read from the King James Version. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given the power over all flesh, and he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou givest me out of the world. Down they were, and thou givest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known all that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou givest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee. And they have believed that thou didst send me. John 19:30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Amen.
It is finished. As John writes his gospel, some call it, in the 17th chapter, Christ's high priestly intercessory prayer. And John attributes 19:30 as one of the final sayings of our Lord on that old rugged cross. I suggest to you today that in them, we see deeply in the heart and the soul of the Son of God. We see from him petitions and hear personal and intercessory petitions for his Father's children. Such a prayer of such deep meaning and significance. Our Lord's prayer here includes, as he prays, Father, the time is come. Glorify your Son, that thy Son may glorify you. Recognizing that as the Son is glorified, the Father will be glorified. A petition for restoration to eternal glory. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. We sometimes flippantly say he left his home in glory to tabernacle here with us. How much he gave to come and be among us. The prayer is a prayer for safety of believers, from the world and from the evil one. His words, "I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. And I'm coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by thy power, by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one." The prayer also was a prayer for the sanctification of the believers. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. It is a prayer for spiritual unity of believers, that all of them may be one. "I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me." I think it's always important as we reflect on those words that he is speaking of unity and not uniformity in the faith. Prayed that the world might believe. May they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. And prayed that believers may be with him in heaven to behold and share his glory. "Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world." All his task was, "I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which you gave me to do." Another translation of that says, I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. On the cross, when Jesus therefore had received the drink, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the spirit. I guess the question is, what is it? That it that is finished. Well, the obvious answer must be the work you gave me to do. It is finished. Some of the sayings on the cross are occupied with the tragedy of the cross. But here we turn to the triumph of the cross. We turn from the words of the victim and turn to the words of the victor. It is finished. Not I am finished. It is finished. This is not the cry of a defeated or helpless martyr. It is not, as Arthur Pink says, it is not an expression of satisfaction that the termination of his suffering was now reached. This is not the last gasp of a worn out life. So much was finished. So much was complete. The scriptures are now fulfilled. Who else could so fully, so perfectly, so completely fulfill all that the prophets had been inspired to write? All of the prophecies concerning the sufferings of the Savior. It's finished. The divine perfect sacrifice is finished. Only a moment from death, he's ready to be offered. Who else could offer such an offering? It is finished. No longer a need for lambs and bulls and doves. It's finished. The Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all. The entire weight of sin is upon him. He who knew no sin became sin. He becomes the ultimate sin offering. It is finished. The plan of salvation is completed. John wrote earlier in that gospel Jesus, in responding to Thomas's question, "Lord, we know not where thou goest, and how can we know the way?" And Jesus' response to Thomas, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." His disciples later in John's gospel, on occasion being concerned about Jesus not eating, ask another question, and they ask a lot of questions. "Has anyone brought him anything to eat?" And Jesus, in that powerful way that speaks to that time and to all time, says, "My food is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." Obedience is finished. Full and complete obedience to his Father. He has completed all that his Father sent him here to do. Paul wrote to the Romans, chapter 10, verse 4, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness for everyone that believeth." He has finished what the law could not do. He has completed the task. Matthew wrote that, "Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy it, but to fulfill it, to finish it, to complete it, to do what it could not do. It is all finished." Galatians 3:13, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law because and became a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is he who is hung on a tree." The curse is finished. It is finished. It is finished. The Father is glorified in the Son. The Son is restored to his eternal glory at the right hand, making intercession for us. It's finished. Although we are still in the world, we are protected by the power of his name, at the name of Jesus. Whatever you ask in his name, no other name under heaven. For above every name is his name. Philippians, "Wherefore, whosoever hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God the Father." It's finished. The evil one has to take a back seat. Greater is he that is in us than he that's running this world. It's finished. Sanctification is finished. Spiritual unity is finished. That the world might believe, the plan is here. It's finished. And he finally said, "And I go. And I prepare a place for you. And I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I'm sorry, Sun Yung Moon. It's finished. There's nothing else that needs to be done."
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Let us pray. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we know on the cross, Jesus finished all that Father in heaven asked him to do. And we thank you, Lord, that we have the blessed privilege that when we receive him as our Savior, when we accept his offering, his gift, Lord, that we also receive the power of your Spirit to know that this is not a world of defeat, but we walk in victory, the victory of the power of the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you that salvation is finished. Thank you that redemption is finished. Thank you that the blessed hope is finished. Thank you that we are not finished in Christ. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen.